We have heard of shortages of a number of things, including food, grocery items.
Yeah,
continues to be a story. In fact, CNN Business Report just out said that during the week ending October 3rd, the last time that the report was comprehensive, nearly 15% of frozen foods, 15% of candy, 16% of snacks, 18% of beverages, 18% of bakery items were out of stock at stores.
Hmm.
Now, not all products, as they say, are affected evenly, and different parts of the country are affected differently as well. But this is, you know, the old on average.
And they'll be back on the shelves as soon as the prices rise with them.
Yeah, well, they...
Which companies have announced they said they're doing it?
They're going to find some truckers to deliver it.
Yeah, any number of reasons, you know. You got the pandemic that's still thing, you know, and the shortages and things like that.
Yeah.
So, in this report we have here, five hard-to-find items in some stores are listed. And I thought some of these were interesting, you know. Could we live if we could not find these items on our grocery stores? Number one, Rice Krispie Treats. Apparently are in shortage. Yes. Well, we know about the strike at Kellogg's. They suggested but CNN Business reports that at least four grocery distributors are suggesting that Rice Krispie Treats are now below service expectations, and they're hard to keep them on their shelves, as they are a lunchbox staple and quick snack staple for others. And so in some places, Rice Krispie Treats are a problem to find.
Not impossible to make, though, on your own.
No,
yeah, you could do that.
Yeah,
sure.
Rather easily. Yeah.
That's exactly right. They're very tasty.
And they are, yeah.
And
very
simple.
Okay.
Number two.
Which then would put Rice Krispies at a shortage.
Rice Krispies overall.
And the price would go up.
McCormick Gourmet Spices.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Yes. McCormick admits that packaging issues affecting stock of certain products are an issue.
The glass jars.
It says that the shortage will not affect the company's entire line of products. It seems that the gourmet line, I did not know they had specific lines. I just thought the spices were spices.
They do. They use glass jars, and that's the shortage.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, there you go. Popular brands of candy, they say.
Like?
Says here, Sour Patch Kids.
Nah, whatever.
I can live without that.
Swedish Fish. No, not the Swedish Fish.
Whatever.
No.
Not the Swedish Fish.
That's okay.
Remember last year, I think we did the Swedish Fish.
You had the red things.
Love Swedish Fish.
Yeah, I could live without them.
Toblerone Chocolate is also. Those are three that are mentioned here.
Okay. Yeah, but let's get to the important one at this time of the year. The Thanksgiving flavored candy corn, is that going to be there?
That's not candy. We don't even consider that edible anymore.
Yeah, right.
We don't care if there's a shortage on that at all. We hope there is.
All right.
Number four, certain Ben and Jerry's ice cream flavors. It just says certain.
Certain.
Such as the cold brew caramel latte and the ice cream Sammy flavors. Those are two that are mentioned here in this article that apparently are becoming difficult to find.
You can do without those, too.
I'll live.
Apparently, your chocolate and your vanilla, you're still okay.
No, all right.
And finally, Marie Callender's pot pies. Yes. Apparently, the parent company, Conagra, said it's going to be allocating shipments of Marie Callender's 10-ounce and 15-ounce pot pies through November 29th. It's encountering package material challenges from the trays to the cartons, and it's causing production interruption.
Okay. I think I'd be all right.
You could make your own if you wanted to.
Yeah, if you really needed to do that, I suppose.
They're the better ones, though, out of the pot pies, I believe, as opposed to some of the other TV-type brands.
Well, if you're interested, you might have to go to one of those other brands, I'm sorry to say.
I'm happy that the Colbert Dream is still available with Ben and Jerry's, so that's okay. That's okay.
I've never had it.
It's a caramel vanilla with bits of cone and bits of chocolate in there.
Dream to
pretty
some,
good.
Nightmare to others. Yes,
pretty good stuff. Americone Dream. That's what it's called. It's called Americone Dream. Yeah. That's what it's called. It's delicious. Very good.
Well,
they've got it. And as long as I've got they're not saying there's any shortages on Hershey's kind of chocolates. Nope, Hershey's Kisses are good.
Oh, yeah, good.
That's fine. I'm A-okay.
They're not listed here. Okay. No. Yeah, but stay tuned. Maybe next week.
No, never know.
We'll keep track of all this, of course. Can you live without some of these items that we have described?